I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Caring for children with cancer doesn't end when cancer treatment is concluded. To talk about cancer follow-up and the long-term care and support needed for pediatric cancer survivors is Dr. Anca Demetrio. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatric hematologist-oncologist at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Demetrio, first, how many pediatric cancer survivors are there in the U.S.?
It is estimated that in 2012, there were about 375,000 survivors of pediatric cancer. And it's estimated that by 2020, it will be about 500,000.
What about those first years after treatment? What happens then to monitor survivors of pediatric cancer?
So in the first 2 years, usually that's the window that we get more concerned about recurrences. And depending on diagnosis, patients get evaluated with interval scans like CT or MRI or laboratory results.
And what are some of the health issues and also the concerns that need to be addressed for these pediatric cancer survivors over time, over the long haul?
Each patient is different, and the long health problems are primarily related to their treatment. It is estimated that about 60% of patients will have some kind of degree of severity of chronic illness.
And what are some of the possible health issues that pediatric cancer survivors experience?
The most common one is anxiety and/or depression. This is not based on treatment. This is based on the fact that they are going through this experience. Others can be eye problem like cataracts, it can be lung problems, it can be skin problems, it can be heart problems, it can be bone problems like osteoporosis and low vitamin D. Keep in mind that with time, the treatment for pediatric cancer has been refined, more targeted, and also decreasing intensity without interfering with outcome. Also, it takes 20 to 30 years to see late effects of these treatments. So that's why right now we are looking at treatments that were in the 70s and 80s.
So we're not really sure yet, because enough time hasn't gone by, what the impact might be from the newer pediatric cancer treatments.
That is correct. So I'm referring to targeted therapy like immunotherapy. It will take us 20 years to 30 years to know long-term what that's going to look like.
What sorts of programs are in place to help pediatric cancer survivors?
At MUSC, we have a clinic that was created in 1994 for these patients. It's called FACT, Follow-Up After Cancer Treatment, and this is a standardized clinic to follow up these survivors. This is based on children's oncology guidelines that we follow, and we follow these patients from the moment they are 5 years off therapy until age 30. And the goal of this clinic is to, one, help survivors monitor their side effects, also educate them on what it means to be a childhood cancer survivor. On top of that, we also educate other providers, because without their help, we cannot care for these patients.
Dr. Demetrio, thanks for providing this update about pediatric cancer survivorship.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.